Continental Tires, AFL Trade Radio.
You're listening to Continental Tires, AFL Trade Radio. When you need tires, ask for Continental. Continental-tires.com.au. We love the involvement of the clubs here on Trade Radio, guys. And there's none better than the Gold Coast Suns, always willing with their time. They're list boss, and he's been upgraded to the General Manager of Player Talent and Strategy at the Suns, is Craig Cameron. Craig, good afternoon to you.
How are you, Mitch?
Going well, thank you. Got a couple of your old sparring partners here in the studio ready to unleash on the questions.
Yeah, what have you done wrong to get those two?
Huh? I drew the short straw. Damo's back tomorrow, so I'm just looking after them for one day. I'll kick things off with Marby Ochoa, a great sign that he's committed to your footy club. Where do you see him fitting in, and what was the sell to get Marby Ochoa to commit to the Suns?
We sort of, watching us last year, or the season that's just gone, obviously went through without Jared Witts in the ruck. A younger ruck, Matty Conroy, got injured early, and Zach Smith actually also injured his knee, and we didn't get him back till the middle of the season. So we just couldn't go. We felt we couldn't go through another season without having support for Jared in that ruck role. And we also feel Marby Orr can play a little bit of forward as well for us to give a little bit of a chop out for Ben King. So it was really important in this period, either through trade or free agency, that we acquired someone in that space. We expect Sam Day will come back and play forward, or maybe even a little bit of key back for us as well. So yeah, it was a very targeted, it was a targeted free agency for us.
Your new title, Craig, is it just really list manager?
It's just another label, man.
Clubs love to have a new title, don't they? They love to change things.
Yeah.
I'm staggered. Jack Lukosius didn't finish in your top 10 best and fairest.
No, Jack finished 10th.
10th, okay, sorry.
Ben King missed out, Matty.
Oh, Ben? No, he didn't.
Ben King missed the top 10, yep.
Did he?
Ben King was 11th. Yeah,
my
Ben King
God.
Was
11th. Well, he looked like he was nearly going to win the Coleman at one stage.
Yeah, he had a good year.
No, he had a great year. Stephen King joining the club for Josh Franco. What role is he going to have at the club, Craig?
So he'll be senior assistant, and he'll also coach the midfield as well. So I think he's a great acquisition for one. Obviously, Tukes had an outstanding year, but we've also got a young developing midfield. So I think getting Stephen on, who's been at the Bulldogs and seen what the levels those guys can go to, it's exciting getting him on board.
Yep. Craig, Steve Silvani here. How are you? How did you see your year overall? Did you see improvement?
I think we definitely saw improvement in some areas. It was a frustrating year because we had some losses that I think hurt us, especially the back end of the year. I think when the air came out of the balloon with all the travel and COVID issues that every other club had, I think we had some disappointing losses, but we also had some great wins against Richmond, and beating GWS at Ballarat was a really good win for a young group. I think we saw some guys take some steps in the right direction. We'd like to get a pre-season into Matty Rowe and give him a real crack at it. He's just, you know, he's been crueled for 2 years with injury, unfortunately, but at least we got him back last year and he could get some games under his belt. So we saw Tuke Miller sort of go from a good midfielder to an All-Australian.
It's fantastic.
So, you know, that's an improvement. I reckon Noah Anderson for his second year was outstanding for us in the midfield. So, yeah, we did see some improvement. I just think, unfortunately, there were some losses that sort of marred the season overall.
Sorry, Craig. And just your year next year, really in being able to sign some of your young talent, how important is that next year that, you know, you still keep improving? My view is, I think you've got a really talented list, and but there's got to be hope for them to take the next step to be on the fringe of the finals, whether that's in the eight or just outside the eight. You know, I think it's a really important year next year for the Suns to be able to hold that young talent and particularly get those key signings like a King and Lukosius and Rankin and these type of players.
Yeah, so I mean, we'd be hopeful that we can do some signings in this off season before we get into next year, but I think you're. I mean, you're right. We need to show improvement for everyone on the list to be happy in the direction we're going in. I think if it's sort of not the number of injuries you have, is it? It's the people it's the actual people that get injured or the positions that you don't have. And if you know, if Woodsy doesn't get injured and we win another couple of games, we have a different lens on our season to a degree. So we can't. Everyone has injuries and you have to deal with them. And I think, as we sort of said before, some of the bigger losses probably put a marred our season a little bit. But our young blokes are really invested. Part of our strategy from the get-go was to bring through a bunch of really talented young guys together, and they've really bonded well together. So, you know, they have good hope for the future, but you're right, on field we've got to show it. There's no doubt.
Craig, can you go through your academy kids that you might select in the draft at the... You still put them on the back end. They still go to the end of the draft, don't they, academy kids?
Yes, or even get acquired through the rookie.
Yeah, to the rookie list.
So, look, Bodie Euland's had an outstanding year.
Sorry, who was that? Sorry?
The academy. Bodie Euland, he won our academy player of the year this year. So he had an outstanding year. Austin Harris from Cairns has had a pretty good last couple of seasons. We didn't see much of Ned Stevens, who we were hoping to from the Northern Territory this year. He had a long-term injury which kept him out of playing most games. He didn't even get many games for his club, Labrador, unfortunately. So they're probably the top end of the draft. There's some other guys that have done well in Bryn Little as a key defender, has done pretty well as well. So there's some other guys I reckon that not many clubs may know about that are tracking okay, but I don't know that there'll be a lot of guys selected this year.
Oh, okay. Is it still strong participation and these academy kids coming through? I mean, we've had a great year, no better than, what was it, 2006? I think 11 players got drafted out of Queensland. Is it still strong there, Craig? And Northern Territory seem like they're getting a few more players through.
Yeah, so no, it's really strong, Matty. I reckon in the next few years, there'll be a number of players. There might be a number of players to the point where we can't select all of them and they get spilled out, which I think is exactly what all clubs in the AFL want. So it has, I think, especially off the back of last year, participation in footy in Queensland's gone through the roof.
Really?
It has. I think it's probably held up nationally because there's probably a couple of other areas, given the COVID situation, where things have dropped away a little bit. But in Queensland, it's really strong.
I asked you about this a few weeks ago. Ned Moyle's got a clean bill of health. Craig, you said that he was all okay because there was a talk he might have a bit of a heart issue.
Yeah, no, he was tested 6 weeks after the mid-season draft and came up with a clean bill of health, so it's all systems go for him. He played quite a few games for us in the VFL this year and he looks pretty good for a guy who hasn't been exposed to elite-level footy much. He hadn't even played many NAB League games, so I think he's going to be a slow burn, but... He's poised with the footy and his ability, his ruck work and his ability to market. I think he's a good long-term.
Yeah, I saw him play a practice game against Jacob Edwards, who North took first pick in the mid-season draft, and I thought he was pretty damn good, and I thought he had a lot of potential. So good luck to the boy.
Yeah, no, thanks.
Craig, your national draft. What have you got? 6-7 picks available for the draft.
So I reckon we'll take a minimum of three. I think we'll probably look through this trade period. I think we'll look to push some picks into the future and carry some future selections, even second rounds and third rounds, because I think we've sort of consolidated our list over the last couple of years. We couldn't keep hollowing out the list, otherwise we'd just never get the average age and average games right.
Yeah.
So we've consolidated the list. We'll have a minimum number of selections. So we've got pick three and then two in the second round, but we may even upgrade a rookie and go with two selections. We're still working through that. It just depends how the trade period plays out.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, I don't know what the other clubs are saying to you, but it's probably the most sluggish lead up I've seen to a trade period in a number of years.
No, well, Craig, we're here to spice it up. We'll put plenty of energy into it over the next 2 weeks. Just explain your list situation.
Sorry.
Where Malcolm Roses sits, I understand he's close to an extension. He would be your 38th senior listed player re-signed. And then once that happens, what you have to do to open up those selections in order to go to the draft and take those minimum of three picks?
Oh, so we've got a couple of players that are probably talking to us about needing opportunity to play, and we'll look to help them find clubs through the trade period. Then at the end of the trade period, we'll have a look at what our list's like. If we have to do some things to get players to the rookie list, then we'll do that. We've already had conversations with a couple of players and their managers around doing that. And that's why I think we'll have a minimum number of picks, to be honest, Mitch. It's a year where we think we don't want to turn the list over too much. And we want to keep bringing elite top end talent, but also just make sure that the guys that are on our list get to play enough games together.
Will Brody is one of those midfielders looking for more opportunities. He come to you, or where does that situation sit in terms of him looking for more game time? Darcy McPherson, take us through some of these kids.
Yeah, so Will's going into his sixth year next year, and he quite rightly wants to explore his options elsewhere. And we're happy to facilitate that if we can find something for him. And we'll work to that through the trade period. Darcy, a little bit the same, but he hasn't been quite as vehement in talking to us around wanting to find another home. But if he did and we found something that worked for us, then we'd look at that.
Just run through a few of your injured players. You had plenty of them this year and their update. So Witts, will he play start of the year coming off a knee?
Yeah, we're pretty confident. It was round three he did here, so we're pretty confident he'll be right for round one.
Butterick, same?
Yep.
All good?
Same.
Greenwood?
No, he's fine. It looked bad. It looked much worse than it ended up being in that, I think it was a GWS game where he hurt it, but it wasn't an ACL, so he'll be fine.
And Hollins, did he play? Did he play at the end of the year or not? Your first pick in last year's draft, who could be a star?
Yeah, so he played a number of VFL games. We're actually really happy. Once he got his fitness levels up, he played a great game against Aspley late in the season, where I reckon he showed the coaches what he's got. So he'll be ready to go round one, no problems at all. He's back up in Queensland training now. So.
Oh, good on him. No, he's got some serious talent. Another one to put in there because they found a few this year. Sharp was outstanding. Fiorini stepped up. Powell got better again. Bose, I thought, was still pretty good. And we spoke about Anderson. That Rory Thompson, he hasn't played for 2 years. Where's he at, Craig?
So he's training. He's probably running his best 2K times, which is good. And he's going to start to step up his program once the guys come back to training. So you're quite right. He hasn't played for 2 years, probably 2.5 years. So it's a big challenge for him. But he's physically in good nick. So we'll just have to see how he goes through the preseason.
And just the last one from me, a really exciting player who played at the forward line, Jeffrey. Is he? What's he got? He'd be out of contract at the end of next year as well.
No, we contracted him for 4 years from the get-go. So,
oh, did you? Okay, geniuses, you blokes.
Yeah.
Is he going to bring some people through the gate, Jeffrey, when he gets going, gets a body on him? Has he got some excitement factor about him?
Yeah, he has. He has, and I think he had a good grounding year in the VFL. Got a couple of games late in the AFL, which is good because it gives him a taste for what he's got to do in the off-season. No, he comes from a really solid footies family, Joel. So he's, I expect
played
him
with
to
his dad in played with his dad at Brisbane Bears in '92. Great fella.
There you go,
Craig. Just a couple more from me. Luke Dunstan, rookie option. Is that still on the table? Given he's parted ways with the Saints and looking for another opportunity at AFL level.
I think we'll have to wait till we get through trade period to see where everything sits, Mitch, but Luke's a good player. He played some good games this season, so we'd be crazy not to look at a player of his talent if he's available on the rookie list. It just depends what happens through the trade period as to how many rookie selections we'll actually have.
Jacob Townsend out of contract. He's been all over the country looking for different opportunities. Where is he at in terms of his future at the Suns?
Yeah, he's again a wait until the end of the trade period. We've spoken to Jacob about that, and he's pretty comfortable. He's, as he said to us, I've lived that life for 4 years, so I'm pretty comfortable to go through that again. He's a pretty tough nut.
Isn't he, Jacob?
So,
And just the news yesterday, confirmation you will get that pick 19. Is that something, and you spoke about it a little earlier in terms of moving some picks into next year's draft, given that's a little extra bonus you got in terms of that pick 19? Is that something you look to do and use that in some sort of trade or moving that back into 2022?
Potentially. I know Cal Burns, our recruiting manager, was pretty excited yesterday when we were confirmed to have it. So to take that off him and trade it might be hard work, but we'll work through that during the trade period. I think it's a chance we will move it.
Do you think you'll get another one next year, Craig?
No, I hope not.
I have got a last one. What's Wayne Campbell's sophisticated title there up at the Gold Coast?
He's General Manager of Football Performance.
Okay, just a simple one.
He's
the only bloke I know who talks more about footy than me, Lado. I've enjoyed listening on there. I've got him covered, have I? Oh, I reckon it's a very close tussle, that one.
I reckon he's got most covered.
Craig, thanks very much for your time. The list manager at the Gold Coast Suns, or I'm just going to dig up the new title here. One second. General Manager of Player Talent and Strategy. Thanks for your time and all the best for the upcoming trade period.
Thanks, Craig.
All right,
no worries. Thanks, guys.